Have you ever said, I just am lacking motivation, and that's why I'm not healthy, or that's why I'm not doing what I really desire and want to do? One day I can wake up and feel like I'm on top of the world, and the very next day I may wake up and feel terrible. If we relied on motivation to finish everything, we wouldn't end up finishing most things that we started. Instead of staying motivated, we must simply make a commitment to do something and align our actions with that decision, regardless of how we feel.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett, and every week I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Have you ever said, I just am lacking motivation, and that's why I'm not healthy, or that's why I'm not doing what I really desire and want to do, because I'm just lacking motivation? Well, I have heard this often myself from my patients, and guess what? I've said it myself as well in certain areas of my life. But what is motivation? Motivation is more like a feeling. It's not something that we need to rest in for too long, because it ebbs and flows and it comes and goes, right? So, all right, that's what we're going to talk about today on this episode of the Visibly Fit Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett, and I just had a great session with some of my patients, and I wanted to share it with you. I normally don't share, some of the coaching techniques and different things that we discussed, but this was really powerful, and I think it will really help you too. Maybe get past that mindset of, I need motivation. Or if you lack motivation, then that's kind of your excuse for not doing something that needs to get done. So I wanted to read this devotional first, because this devotional is really kind of sets the stage and it's pretty powerful. I looked for the author. I cannot find who wrote it. I found it online. It was written in 2013, but it's really good. And it's called How Can I Stay Motivated? So I'm just going to start there. All right. All right. Thanks for joining me today. I'm excited for our time together. All right. So it starts with Galatians 6:9, and it says, so let us not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. We all have days. Yes. All of us, where we trip and we fall. And it makes us feel discouraged. In fact, I can guarantee that every person has days where they simply lack the motivation to keep pushing forward towards their goals. I too have plenty of those days where I'm discouraged, overwhelmed, or unmotivated to press on towards my goals with stamina and vigor. So the question is, on days like these, how do we stay motivated? Well, to put it simply, we can't. Don't worry, I'm going somewhere positive with this. The reason being is that motivation is more like an emotion. And like all emotions, they are fickle. They are up and down one day. They're up one day and down the next. So let me give you a real life example of this. And I know that almost every woman can agree with me on this one. One day I can wake up and feel like I'm on top of the world. And the very next day I may wake up and feel terrible. This one example alone goes to show how emotions cannot be trusted, and they are certainly not stable. It is for that very reason that we can't base our decisions off of our emotions. This includes the emotion of motivation. If we relied on motivation to finish everything, we wouldn't end up finishing most things that we started. And even if we did, things would turn out very different than how we imagined. You see, when we begin something, we often have a great sense of determination and motivation. We have a goal set in our mind, and we pump ourselves up so much that we can almost taste the victory. Fast forward a couple of weeks, and here comes that all too familiar lack of drive, aka lack of motivation. This change in emotions can be attributed to many different reasons, including the seasons, a lack of results, increased stress, or even a realization that the process is harder than we originally expected. Which leads me to my main point. Instead of staying motivated, we must simply make a commitment to do something and align our actions with that decision, regardless of how we feel. I do this all the time in my own life in so many different areas. Once I make a decision to do something, I make a commitment. I bring it to the Lord and I surrender the area of my life to Him and ask Him to give me the strength to do whatever it is that I'm setting out to do. From there, I make goals that oftentimes I write down. Then when the going gets tough, which oftentimes it does, I run to the Lord and pick up the word of God for encouragement. I encourage myself with the promises that He has given me of success and remind myself that He has promised me an awesome future. And we know that is from Jeremiah 29:11, right? It says, I also reread the goals that I wrote down and reflect on the commitments I made and why I made them in the first place. I make the choice to rein in my emotions and get back up, encouraging myself that tomorrow is a new day. Sometimes I have to do this many times, but the point is I don't let myself stay in an attitude of defeat. I remind myself that I can truly do all things through Christ who gives me strength, and that means all. We must recognize that one of Satan's greatest tactics is to get us feeling discouraged and like a failure, because it is then that we will lack the determination to keep running the race and pressing on towards the goal. We must not fall into that trap. The most important thing that we could ever do is make the decision that no matter how many times we fall, that we will always get back up. We must make the decision to keep doing what we know to do, and the results will come if we make the decision to not give up. So I hope that devotional blessed you. I wish I knew who wrote this. I have no idea. Found it online and it just spoke to me and it was powerful and it really set the stage for one of our coaching calls that I had with my patients. And so I just, again, wanted to share this with you as my just avid listener and supporter to this podcast, because I believe that if you are going through a time right now where you're just not feeling motivated, I get it. We all have those days. And so I hope this encourages you. And I actually hope that it helps you flip the script on the mindset around motivation, because motivation, it does. It comes and goes, ebbs and flows, and it can't be trusted. And so we have to just choose. I'm assuming it's a she that wrote this, but could be a he. Excuse me. But I believe it's a she. Anyway, I believe that, you know, when she says we have the choice, that's the reality. We have the choice to stay committed or not committed. And so I just want to encourage you today. My husband and I, we have been watching The House of David, and that is amazing. I think I've shared that here before, but it's so good. And they just started season two. So we just started the first episode and it's just so well done. If you haven't started watching The House of David, I highly recommend it. But we just finished a while back the episode where David took on Goliath. And we know this whole story because we've read it in God's word, right? But to see it play out and how they just portrayed the whole event was so powerful. And it just got me really fired up. Like, don't give up and don't judge those who you think may not be suited for a particular job, including yourself. Don't dismiss yourself too soon, right? And do things afraid. One of the brothers, I believe it was one of David's brothers, or maybe it was someone else that was on, in the army there that was waiting, before they attacked, because they had this, you know, huge giant to get through first. No one was stepping up. Everybody was too afraid. And then here comes David and he's like, I'll do it. And they just laughed, right? They're like, really? No, I don't think so. You're not a warrior. And he's like, watch me. And, you know, he just had this God-fearing, just this courage, this, he knew the Lord was with him, right? And he was just talk about rising up and not stepping down and stepping back. He knew his place and he knew what God had called him to do. And so he was going to go after the giant, go after Goliath full speed ahead. And with what he knew best, with, you know, a stone and a slingshot, right? Not like with every other warrior, but with what he had been fighting bears and lions with while he was tending to sheep as a shepherd. Anyway, I'm sharing this because I got so fired up that I'm like, yes, we got to be like David. And one of the brothers or someone on the army that said, David, are you not afraid? And he's like, I'm very afraid. So he wasn't dismissing the fact that he was afraid, that he was scared, but he was stepping into it anyway and going to do what he was called to do because he knew he had the strength of the Lord with him. And so I think too often we end up kind of just sitting back like the rest of the army, right? As I'm sharing about David, and just kind of just waiting because we're in fear mode or we don't think we're fully equipped or whatever. And we need to rise up and realize that we are all called, we're all equipped, and we all have different gifts and talents. But also when we come together and unite and encourage one another, oh my goodness, great things can happen. And so I just want to encourage you today, right? That you can do more than you think you can do. And don't dismiss yourself. Don't dismiss what you're capable of because God goes before you. So, all right. So we, on my call the other day, I had my patients get a piece of paper. And so if you are somewhere where you can do the same, I highly recommend it. And let's kind of do this exercise together. I think it will be very beneficial for you as we kind of go through this. So I had them draw like two clouds on the page, like two big fluffy clouds, right? Just big white clouds. And in one cloud, it was kind of their comfort cloud. And I had them write out, so if you want to do the same, write out everything that you do that kind of brings you comfort. And that could be a multitude of things. It could be, you know, a certain habit. It could be an environment that you put yourself in. It could be just food, right? It could be sitting on the couch and watching Netflix. It could be a bunch of different things. And it doesn't always have to be negative in that comfort zone. But what do you do? What do you listen to? What kind of music? What do you read? Do you go outside? I mean, there's different ways in order to experience comfort, right? So it's not a negative thing per se. There may be some negative comforts in that comfort cloud bubble. So write out everything that you can, and just kind of put it in that cloud, that comfort cloud. And for the sake of time, since this is a podcast, you can either pause this and go about this exercise, but I'm going to keep explaining what we did. So on that cloud, after you finish writing in all of your comforts, all the things that you do for comfort, and be honest, be real. I mean, are you drinking alcohol? Are you gossiping? You know, having these, you know, just be real. Really just put it all in that cloud, right? What brings you comfort? And is it counterfeit comfort or is it real comfort? So that's something to evaluate as you look at that comfort cloud. But then go ahead and put draw a second cloud around that cloud, just a, you know, like a double cloud. And then in that space, write the feelings that you feel when you are in that comfort cloud. And that could be unhealthy and healthy feelings or emotions as well, right? Maybe you feel because it's a comfort that's a counterfeit comfort. Maybe you're feeling shame or condemnation, or maybe it's a comfort that's healthy and you feel rested, relaxed, restored. Just start to write out what you feel. Maybe you feel empowered. Maybe you feel tired. Maybe, you know, whatever it is, just start writing out those feelings and emotions around that comfort cloud. Okay. Again, you can pause this podcast for now while you're doing that and then come back. Because next, I want you to identify in the second cloud, it's going to be a growth cloud. So in that cloud, write out things that would really help you grow. And what you're maybe excited about, but also scared about. What do you have fear around? But yet is something you've always wanted to do. What would help you grow as an individual, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally? What is it? Put it in that growth cloud. Again, it could be all kinds of things. And as an example, you know, it could be, practicing deep breathing every day at, and be specific at like, say, you know, 8 a.m. or whatever it is. That would help you grow. And then we can talk about why. Why does that help you grow? But put in there your growth opportunities in that growth cloud. It could be establishing a new relationship or offering forgiveness to someone. It could be really being committed to your workout routine. Could be committed to what you're putting on your plate and what you're eating, right? How will that help you grow? All kinds of things. So put that in there. Maybe it's some big goal that you've always wanted to do and you haven't touched it because you feel overwhelmed with all the steps that it would take to step into that growth cloud. But write it all down, okay? And again, pause this podcast if you need to, so you can get it all in that growth cloud. Think about it through and through. And then when you come back, we're going to do the same thing as the comfort cloud, and you're going to put another cloud around the growth cloud, so like a second layer. And there you're going to write out the emotions and how you feel when you've accomplished some of these items, some of these opportunities in the growth cloud. How do you feel? Do you feel confident? Do you feel more equipped? Do you feel stronger? Do you feel like you have more energy? You just start writing out how you feel. Okay. Again, take a few minutes for that. And really be raw and real about the feelings around it and what might be associated with each one. And then after you've done that, again, you might need to pause this again a couple times to get in this exercise. But I want you to think about where the clouds could come together. So they're side by side. And so you probably have some empty space in between the two clouds. In between that empty space, I want you to write out maybe some barriers, some perceived barriers that are preventing you from going from that comfort cloud over to the growth cloud. What are the perceived barriers? And what are maybe some of the real barriers? Write those out. Because some of those could include, you know, barriers like fears of failure, lack of confidence, past negative experiences. So you're, almost picturing that would happen again. So I guess that would almost be a fear again, right? But start to write that down in between the two clouds. All right. And then after you have completed that, I'm going to have you go back to the comfort cloud. So go back to the original cloud and circle the comforts that are healthy comforts, like really healthy for you, that will equip you to doing and having a greater opportunity to attack what's in that growth cloud and get to that space. So just circle those. Maybe you want to put another little cloud around that. I don't know what my deal is with clouds, but that's what we're going with. And yeah, and maybe the ones that are unhealthy and more negative comforts, maybe do a little X through it or a little squiggly line under it, just so you can see the difference. Okay. Good. Now, what would it take to create a plan to go from that comfort cloud over to the growth cloud? What does the plan look like? If you picked up just one or two items from the growth zone, from that growth cloud, what would you do to tackle and really achieve that new growth opportunity? Just pick two or three and put a cloud around those and the growth cloud that you really want to focus on and go after. What does that plan look like for you? I want to encourage you to write out a plan. Write out a plan that is so specific with timestamps and with just small steps that you would do to get you closer to that goal. Even have a time frame in mind that you would want to accomplish that goal. And I know we talk about goal setting here in this podcast quite often, especially around January when everyone's looking to do their New Year resolution and that kind of thing. But I think it's important to reevaluate our goals and where we're kind of sitting a little too comfortably more often than once or twice a year. We should evaluate it, you know, weekly, ideally, but monthly at the least. So if you have these goals in the growth cloud that you're really wanting to accomplish, go ahead and write out a plan next to the growth cloud. And maybe you're starting with one of the things that you highlighted, you know, out of two or three in that growth cloud that you really want to accomplish. Start with the one and start to map it out. Start to say, okay, I'm starting today at whatever time, and this is the first step in taking action. And maybe the action is actually mapping out and making this plan, right? That counts. And so as you do this, you're going to be able to see it more, become more of a reality and more attainable because it's all laid out in front of you. And then you're going to be able to look at the comfort clouds and figure out what's keeping me from this actual plan and from success in this particular space. So I think it's just a good visual. I hope you'll do it. I hope you understood it. It's kind of difficult to share on a podcast, but it was so powerful in my group. And ladies were just feeling very inspired and very motivated. Yes, they were motivated. But, you know, we can't camp just on that motivation of that one session. But they're committed. That's where it's at. They're committed to taking action and making sure that they succeed with one, two, or even three of these growth opportunities in their growth cloud, and to dismiss and get rid of and replace some of these counterfeit comforts in the comfort cloud. So seeing it all on paper and side by side really does kind of help. And it's also just an accountability opportunity for yourself as you're writing this down and being very raw and authentic with yourself and how you feel and how to overcome. So I think these kind of exercises can get you to that next level of where you're wanting to be in your health and your well-being, or where you're wanting to be financially, where you're wanting to be in relationships, or where you're wanting to be with your business or whatever it is. Map it out. Map it out and start to look at what is keeping you stuck and why you're spending maybe too much time over in the comfort cloud and not enough time over in the growth cloud. So, all right, that's the podcast today. I hope it blessed you and that you don't hang on too much to that word motivation, because it comes and goes. So stay committed. You deserve it. You are worthy. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I can't wait to see you next week when we have our guest. Actually, next week is a solo show too. And I've got something special I'm sharing. So make sure you tune in for that. The following week is a guest. But as usual, if you are looking for your own health and wellness journey to be established and you want someone to guide you and direct you, then, you know, I'm your gal. Go to getvisiblyfit.com. Let's do this together. I have the Visibly Fit 7-week accelerator course, and every single one of the people that have gone through it, and that is a bold statement and a true statement, has had great results. And so the results vary depending on who needs to release weight versus release unhealthy emotions versus release unwanted medication. I mean, but everybody releases and everybody succeeds. So I'm so excited, and I want you to succeed as well. So let's do this. Let's do it together. Again, go to getvisiblyfit.com and let's get started today. All right. Thanks so much. Be blessed. And I will look forward to seeing you next week. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.